This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Coming to you live, Bill Ford Top Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So there was this podcast that was out there that Colleen Wolfe did. Now, Colleen Wolfe has worked with the NFL Network for years, and she was also on the field at the Super Bowl. So if you guys remember being at the game, you, of course, doing a lot more stuff than we were, but during the breaks inside the stadium, there were a couple of people, one of which was Colleen Wolfe in this red dress, and she was on a microphone talking to the stadium.
She's like the host of the Super Bowl from the field, I remember.
The field. So that's who Colleen Wolfe is. So when she says she has a good source, I mean, I do believe she has a good source, but with this particular thing, it doesn't seem like it's going to end up in her favor with this report because of some of the local guys like Connor Hughes that are refuting it. So on this podcast, she said that at a party with NFL owners and GMs and coaches at the owners' meetings, that Rob Saleh and Woody Johnson got into a heated conversation, and that it was to the point where it got very awkward. So when I first see this report, this podcast, I think to myself, okay, Colleen Wolfe is plugged in. She works at the NFL Network. She says she got it from a good source. And Rob Saleh flew coach home.
That's true. He got thrown up on.
Right. So, and we were talking about yesterday, like, wait a second, why is he on Woody's plane? What are we doing? You got to be on Woody's plane. So when I first hear that, I'm like, wow, okay, I'm putting two and two together. Rob Saleh and Woody Johnson got into it, and then Rob Saleh had to take the coach home, and he's sitting in 11B getting thrown up on. So then I see Connor Hughes, who, of course, covers the Jets and does a great job doing it. And he says there was no verbal argument between Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson at the NFL's annual meeting reception. I know because I was at the party where this apparently happened. Feet from Saleh and Johnson before Johnson and Jets contingent left. Woody took them out to dinner. Checked in with two sources at the dinner. Confirmed nothing happened there either.
Well, there's absolutely no reason Colleen Wolfe would put this out there unless she either saw something or somebody said something to her. And who knows, if there was an argument, what would they be arguing about? Could it be football? Could it be politics? Could it be, hey, I don't like your beard. Hey, I don't like your bald head. That can, you know, back and forth. Who knows? I don't know if Rob Saleh drinks. I don't think he does. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a weird one because it's a rumor, and you're looking at body language and all this other stuff. But, you know, Colleen's been around for a while. She's done a good job for the NFL Network, and I have really no reason to undercut what she's saying and what she thinks she's seeing.
Yeah, but I don't know if she said it. She said it was from a good source, so she didn't say she saw it herself. So I think sort of what happened is a combination of things. I do think that someone told her that this happened, and whether they saw something that they thought they saw but really didn't, or maybe that those guys were talking a little more animated than normal, and they thought that they were getting into a heated argument or whatever it was. So I do think that someone saw something and told Colleen Wolf. And Colleen Wolf is in a setting, in a relaxed podcast setting, and she happens to share this story. And also, the Jets are at a point now where, like, slamming the Jets and making fun of the Jets is once again in vogue. So, I mean, if this were, let's say, Clark Hunt and Andy Reid, this would not be out there. But the fact that the Jets are the butt of jokes, I'll just share the Jets story. Why not? Everybody just stomps on the Jets and squashes them. So whether it's true or not, if I saw it or not, like, hey, I'm on a podcast, why don't I just share the Jets
story? I will say that the podcast setting is getting people a little bit more noticed and a little bit more in trouble.
Yeah.
In terms of what they're saying when they're in that setting.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that. And maybe, you know, whether it be it was Erin Andrews works with, what's her name?
Carissa Thompson.
Carissa Thompson. Remember what Carissa Thompson said? She would make up stuff at halftime about what the coach would say.
Yes, that was on a different podcast, but yes.
But the point being is that they go on, people go on podcasts. I think we've done this, where you just kind of let your guard down.
Oh, yeah.
Have a conversation.
Oh, I love doing it. I've gotten myself in trouble, but I love doing it.
Yeah, but dropping a few F-bombs.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's
go. You love that.
Yeah, stuff. Let it fly.
Yeah.
Let it fly.
So I don't know. I have no... Colleen's a respected reporter that covers the NFL and has done it for a while now. So I don't, it doesn't make me feel any different about what the Jets are going through right now, because they are signing 1-year deals. And I believe everybody over there is on a 1-year deal right now because of what happened last year.
Oh, of course. I mean, this season has to be tremendously successful. I mean, they have to make the playoffs for everybody to stay. I mean, and I guess I could see a scenario maybe they're 9-8 and miss the playoffs, and they could say, oh, bring Aaron Rodgers back and do this in the offseason, then we'll get there next year because he played well. But they have to make the play. They have to host a playoff game at MetLife year.
Because of the salary cap constraints that the Bills and the Dolphins have been going through, and because the Jets have been able to spend some money in free agency and fill some holes with injured guys that hopefully are going to be healthy and be able to play full seasons. You know, I kind of feel like, you know, they and if Aaron Rodgers comes back and just 75% of Aaron Rodgers, they should be able to compete. And look, they beat the Bills last year, home opener with Zach Wilson, a quarterback.
Yeah.
We forget that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they beat the Bills when the Bills were supposed to be one of the best teams in the league, and it was opening night on ESPN.
That's right.
And they won.
They did.
So I really feel like they have closed the gap significantly within their own division.
Now, I tell you, I get these, once in a while, I get these cravings and stuff out of nowhere.
Okay, what do you got to
crave? One of them just happened. I think it's directly tied to opening day. Remember back at, and I don't know if they have it at Citi Field because the food has gotten so crazy, but back at Shea Stadium, they used to have the Premio Italian sausage, and they used to grill that and put the peppers and onions in there and then slam it on that hero roll.
Yes.
That was a go-to thing for me at Shea Stadium. And I was just hearkening back in my mind as we were talking about the Jets and thinking about opening day. And I started to smell it and taste it and feel the cold. And then all of a sudden...
Don't do it.
I couldn't think about...
Don't do it.
...anything else.
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
That's Fat Gio talking. It's Fat Gio talking on your right shoulder.
It is.
You got Thin Gio's on your left shoulder. Thin Gio likes to play golf, have a little bit of Casamigos. Mm-hmm. You're out there. You're enjoying yourself. You're active.
Yeah.
Fat Gio wants the Premio sausage hero.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I think we were talking about ballpark food too, but that was just so, those are the simpler days. The Premio sausage.
Very
simple. Premio Italian sausage with the peppers and onions.
Oh, it's awesome.
And I take the spatula and slam it on there.
Coming off of the fryer.
Oh my God.
We don't need to be talking about that.
And it was reasonably priced back then, too. It was probably like a, you know, back at Shea, it was maybe a $6.50, $7 thing, where it's probably double that
now. It was big.
It was a meal.
You'd have to cut it in half.
I did not. People did.
I cut it in half.
I saw people get the plastic knives and cut it in half. I did not. I just went for it.
I asked the person behind the counter to cut it in half.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
That's a good move.
So,
here's
the deal. Let me ask you a question real quickly about this cutting in half stuff, because I'm a big guy that likes to cut things in half.
Sure.
Like my hamburger. I'll cut a hamburger in half. Mm. Are you good with that?
I'm not.
Al, do you cut your hamburgers in half?
I do not.
Reason why? Juices. You're losing juice.
Well, the reason I cut it in half is because I want to see how it's done.
Okay.
And it's not as messy if you pick up a whole
hamburger. You're afraid? I mean, you order meat, though, that is generally well done. Or
medium well.
Yeah, so like,
I had a very, very, very horrendous experience when I was younger eating undercooked meat. Now, I have friends that want their steak really rare.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
No, I understand. But I guess if you can peek in there, but I feel like when you cut it in half, it's if it's a good burger, it's not like a McDonald's burger or something like that, then the juices all fall out. It's like the
they
same thing.
Fall out?
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, if you cut it like that, it comes out. It's on the plate.
I cook it so medium well to the point where if I cut it, there's no juices running out of it.
See, okay.
I'm just telling you.
If it's medium at all, there'll still be juices running.
Yeah, well, I'm not medium. I told you.
See, like I love grilling, and when I watch other people grill, I can't stand is when they have burgers on the grill, like the Citarella burgers. That's a real ass burger. You know, that's no joke. That's no frozen Costco.
No.
The Citarella burger is no joke.
It's expensive and it's worth every penny.
Right, and we're talking about
it's called the ultimate burger.
There's like Wagyu in there and all sorts of
ribeye.
Stuff. Yeah, like the cows that made that burger were living a life. Let's just put it that way. So you put that on, and you don't touch. You flip it once. That's it, once. And then you take it off and you put it on the bun and then you eat it. I see people with burgers like that take the spatula and press down on the top.
Don't do that. You can't do that.
And idiots. Also, you don't have to let it rest as long as you rest a steak.
Of course.
You could let it rest for 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. And then everything just absorbs back in.
Okay, I don't do like a smash burger. I don't do that.
No. I understand there's a time and place for that. If you're just mass producing burgers and people aren't ordering them medium or whatever, but if you're someone who's taken pride in the temperature of your meat,
well, the thing about this is that we should have a Boomer and Geo burger bar like right down here.
How'd that work out at Barclays?
Well, it worked out fine for a while. It was great.
To take it down.
And then somebody else, decided to do something. But no, it was fine. Boomer and Geo Burger Bar right down here.
I do it.
I mean,
we can put it in one of the stands.
And listen, by the way, it's going to be the Citarella Boomer and Geo Ultimate Burger Bar. Now that burger may be expensive, though. That's the problem. People will be screaming and yelling. We'll be in the newspaper and all this other crap. Boomer and Geo gouging people. No. We're giving you the best of the best.
I mean, I feel like the rent there would be insane. Like, shouldn't we throw it in one of the stadiums?
No, but I'm just saying, we don't need, when I say burger bar, I mean just a small little place, got the grill in the back, and we're handing the stuff through the window. There's nobody's coming in.
Oh, okay. Handed it through the window. Oh, all right.
Nobody's coming in. We could do it with one of these buildings around here.
All right.
How long is this Port Said place going to last?
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, apparently it gets busy in there, but that was...
But that's too big. We don't need that. We don't need a place that big. We don't need a place that's crazy. We just need a couple of chefs, somebody behind the counter, and what's your flunky Frenchie doing? Throw him in there.
He's making our water not be filled with feces is what he's doing. Okay. All right, let's go to Maureen in West Babylon. What's going on, Maureen?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, Maureen. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. I'm babysitting the kids today, but I was doing that yesterday, too. And I happened to be in Sayville,
mm-hmm.
and I went into your sandwich shop there.
Yeah.
I saw Frank, and I was looking at the board. You guys aren't up there anymore.
Yeah, there was a limited time run, and Skip, who is one of the owners there, he told me that, he gave me all the information. We're going to run it for a while. He put the sign up there, and then that was sort of the, we didn't make some permanent deal with Sayville Sandwich that the Boomer and Geo Sandwich would be there until they left the premises,
Yeah. He did make one for me, though.
See,
there you go. Well, thank you, Maureen.
Now we're secret off menu.
Good. I love the horseradish and coleslaw.
Told you. Yes.
So they still know how to make it. It's an off-menu item, and people special like you are big fans of the show, Maureen, get to experience it.
Yeah, he said, he goes, boy, someone hasn't asked for that in a long time.
And because so they took it off the menu.
It was nice that he knew how to do it, and that was very good. But it is one of those fattening foods that you can have maybe once a month.
Well,
because, you know, I did that whole thing where I lost all the weight, too, and it's hard. It comes back on way quicker than it comes off.
Well, of course, and this is a challenge for many people. It's great to hear your voice, Maureen, and thanks for getting the Boomer and Geo sandwich at Sayville Sandwich. But, yes, it is difficult, especially when you have a fat brain like me that in the middle of a conversation starts tasting a Premio Italian sausage.
Telling you, B&G Burger.
B&G Burger, yeah. You know me, I'm in. Get some funding somewhere.
Oh, you got plenty of guys who will fund that.
Yeah. Yeah, all the guys that I know could fund that are friends of yours that I've
met. Yeah, well, I'm just saying. We could do a little B&G Burger place down. You know where LTD Pizza is?
Yeah.
By the way, they got great pizza.
You know what? I screwed that whole thing
Why?
Up. Why? No, because someone who is like the brother of the LTD Pizza guy is a guy that I knew from years ago. And he reached out when you were talking about it, and he wanted to bring stuff up. And I don't even remember.
I go in there all the time, but it's a little bit bigger than I'm talking about. But the front part of it, you could that size place where you have a takeout window.
Yeah,
I could see people lined up down Canal Street. I could just see it happening. They could be shopping for Chanel bags and everything street and everything.
Yeah, of course. And there we are. There we are. Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Rockland County. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
All right, Mikey, what's happening?
Listen, you guys are talking about something really exciting. I had to jump in on this call. First of all, love the show. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
But so, Boomer, I have to agree with the cutting the burger in half. And there's one other situation where you do have to cut a burger in half. Unfortunately, it's for, to get heavier. But you have to cut your kid's burger in half because you want to be able to have a little bit of their burger as well when they don't finish it, but you don't want to have like a sloppy second scenario where everything's falling out of the burger. You definitely have to cut your kid burger.
Yeah, grandkids too, by the way, because, Winnie Doodoo's not eating a whole hamburger.
Yeah.
She'll eat a quarter of a half of a hamburger.
Yeah, that's definitely a fat.
Screaming and yelling about something else.
That's a fat dad move. I've done that. I've been like anybody want this? The kid slice the half of the burger, give it to the kid, they get distracted, and you just eyeing that thing up the whole time, hoping they don't ask for more.
And then you think about when you were growing up and your mom said, you're eating everything because there are people around the world starving.
That's right. Yep. Let's go to Jerry in Bayside. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, what's going on? Boomer Geo, first time calling. I just want to dispute with you a little bit, Gio, about your philosophy on burgers.
Mm-hmm.
So my father, he passed away a few years ago, but he was in restaurants his whole life. I'm Greek, diner business.
Mm-hmm.
And we were taught from him, food safety-wise, that a steak, you can eat a steak raw if you want, if the steak is clean and properly prepared. But a burger, you have ground beef that's on the surface getting mashed into the middle, and if it's not cooked all the way through, you can get really sick from it. So I have to side with Boomer on this.
I'm not saying eat raw ground beef. I'm saying don't slam the spatula on the top of it and knock the juices out of it. Use a meat thermometer, which a little bit of juice will come out, but use a meat thermometer to do it and don't end up cutting it in half. I mean, the meat thermometer is the key to all of this.
I agree. I use it myself, too. My wife doesn't, but I do. And food comes out perfect.
There yes, 100%.
You don't have to cut it in half.
I'm a big meat thermometer guy.
You don't have to cut it in half.
Yeah. But here's the... I'm just going to tell you.
I love a Greek diner. God, is there anything better than a Greek diner?
I'm just going to tell you. I have one of these La Croquet, I think it's called.
Le Croisette.
That's it.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Look at you. You're like a French chef over there.
The reason why I know that is because going through the wedding process, Gina put up some Le Croisette stuff, hoping that people would buy it for us
expensive
on the wedding registry.
Expensive French stuff. Yeah, so we have that, and it is it's a square pan,
mm-hmm.
and it's got ripples in it.
Yeah, it's a grill pan, Le Croisette grill pan. We have that.
Oh, you have that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what I'll do is I'll take the burger, I'll put it on the stove, and I'll fry both sides, Then I'll put it on that pan and put it in the oven.
Ooh, I like that. A little finish in the oven.
That's the way I like to do it.
Yeah. You know what I've done that with steaks
before? I don't mind a barbecue, but I do the steaks and the burgers the same way.
You know what you do? Finish the steak in the oven. You slab some butter on the top of it, too.
Finish it.
La Crusette. Bob in Franklin Lakes before the break. What's going on, Bob?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, all right. Man. What's happening, Bobby?
Well, I heard that the rumor for the Solid Johnson thing came from Joe Beningo.
You know, I can tell you this. I saw Woody and I saw Sala screaming at each other, spitting at each other's faces. All right, I can tell you that. Because I can tell you Rob Sala doesn't like the owner. I can tell you that much. I mean, we don't need to get into that, the whole thing. You know, this and that, and why he doesn't like him. I can tell you this much. He hated the quarterback. I told you that. He hates the owner. Thinks he's a jerk.
And he told Colleen.
Yeah. Hey, Colleen. Colleen, baby. Joe be here.
No. Oh, man.
All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Before we get into Jerry's update, because it is opening day for the Yankees down in Houston as they start their season and Juan Soto's debut, regular season debut as a Yankee. We're reminded of the time that Juan Soto was a big topic around here as a trade for him at the trade deadline type of thing, and before he went to the Padres. And I was on vacation. I was at a beach house on Fire Island, and Boomer and Jerry were in here, and it was right before the trade deadline, and Boomer really wanted Juan Soto, and he kept saying Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, and this was right before a Subway Series start. It was the beginning of a Subway Series game, so Jerry's trying to drum up the interest in the Subway Series and talk about the Subway Series, and you kept slamming Juan Soto on him. So this was Jerry's...
Oh, we have it.
This was Jerry's reaction to it.
Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto. I heard you. Juan Soto, get Juan Soto. Let's talk about Juan Soto. Mets Yankees, Juan Soto. Hey, coming up, Juan Soto will do the update for us. CeeLo's going to take the time off. Then at 10 o'clock, we got Juan Soto and Juan Soto, and then Juan Soto this afternoon with Craig. It's a Juan Soto Tuesday on the Fan.
That's a little over the top.
That was too much Juan Soto?
That's a little over the
top. Juan Soto. It's Juan and Soto in the morning for Boomer and Gio.
You love baseball.
Yes, I do.
I mean, baseball is like your porn. You love it. So I'm
you know what would be really cool?
What?
Juan Soto porn. Juan Soto! Juan Soto nude. Juan Soto naked. Juan Soto in the back room. Just nude and naked.
Just broke it down for you.
Juan Soto on all fours.
Just broke it down
Juan
for you.
Juan Soto.
Plus, there is a contract that was just handed out.
That Juan Soto is going to review for his client, Juan Soto.
No.
I never heard that back.
You snapped.
That's a snap.
That's a
you
snap.
You couldn't take it anymore.
I heard you.
I heard you, Juan Soto.
Look and at then, you. Look at them.
And then it went into Juan Soto whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
Yes.
Which we also have the audio for that CBS Sports Network has been playing the video. Let's listen to that.
We were playing the, like, where is Juan Soto game.
Yeah, but you're not aggravating.
Like whack-a-mole.
Yeah,
where's
that,
Juan Soto, right?
Was,
we pop it. Juan Soto. Juan Soto.
See, this is the kind of nonsense.
Juan Soto. Juan Soto.
See, this is the kind of nonsense that I'm talking about.
Juan Soto.
All right, all right. You're ready.
Juan Soto. Juan Soto. Juan Soto. Juan Soto. Juan Soto.
I mean,
you flipped the script on him. He Juan Soto'd you to the point of craziness, and then you Juan Soto'd him back.
No more Juan Soto. So,
he never mentioned his game, his name the rest of the year.
Wow.
And right after that, you were like, I broke my headset.
I mean, you have to really lose it to crawl around on all fours in his studio on this disgusting rug.
I think I did.
Oh, boy. Yes, you did.
Damn.
That is so good.
Wow. And I've seen that video prior to this, but I had never heard it back, the audio.
But that first one was from segment one, and you were not as angry when you did the crawling around. You were having fun at that point.
Yeah.
You were angry in that first one.
Yeah, exactly. Juan Soto, I heard you.
When you said Juan Soto nude, that's when I knew.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a goner. He's a goner.
You got Juan Soto on all fours. Juan Soto.
Poor Trust to change the topic. He's like, well, there's a contract out there. Jerry goes, that Juan Soto's agent's going to review.
That was hilarious. I'm now watching back and listening back to that. Oh, my God.
He's a goner.
I'm still crying.
Yeah, I know. It's true. There's that line that Jerry crosses into insanity, and that happened.
Well, you know what? We all have our breaking point.
Yep.
And look, and now Juan Soto's a Yankee.
Juan Soto!
We got protection for Aaron Judge.
Yes, you do.
Have we thought about a John Sterling? He can have the Juan Soto if he'd like.
Yeah.
Have we thought about a John Sterling call yet?
That would be simple but fun. No, I have not thought about it. I know a lot of people do that. I haven't even thought about it.
We don't want
Juan
calls.
Gone?
No.
Juan Gone?
Yeah, Juan Gone.
I feel like he's done Juan Gone before somewhere. Yeah. He can't use that for Juan Soto. You got to come up with something better for Juan Soto.
Well, I'm sure he didn't do it in spring training, I guess.
No, I don't think he ever does.
He's holding it. He's holding it today.
If he homers.
How about if he just says, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto. What about Juan Soto? Hit home run.
Juan Soto on all fours.
Juan Soto porn.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, Jerry, what was that? Was that obviously during the summer?
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was July 22nd. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
22.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay, July 26,
2022. That's
been one of the funniest.
So good. Oh, you're walking around on all fours.
All right, Jerry, what's going on with the update?
All right, we're brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Not talking about Juan Soto here, but Nestor Cortes, who makes the start against Framber Valdez, Yankees, and Astros in Houston on the Fan at 3:30. For Cortes, it's start number one of what he hopes to be, like 32 starts.
This whole spring, we were trying to target that. We were trying to not get overexcited or try and not do too much. That's kind of what happened to me last year when I came back from that injury against Houston. I was overamped. I felt like I had a task to do, and, you know, things got a little bit out of hand.
So hopefully he can kind of be a little more even-keeled here in terms of his workload, as they say. And this is the first of 162. By the way, last time I was in Houston, Framber Valdez threw a no-hitter. How about that? First and only time. So it's on the Fan at 3:30. There will be no Mets and Brewers today because of the weather, so they will start tomorrow. Opening day at Citi Field, a 140 start on Friday. The Shohei Ohtani thing has brought out a lot of people's opinions on what's going on, as you can imagine. I know Funhouse couldn't wait for this audio to come out with the Mike Francesa podcast, of course. We're talking about wire transfers. People with money know about wire transfers, and Mike certainly is one of them.
I've dealt with multiple banks and with financial institutions that have accounts that have different kinds of investments in them, and you send anything, you transfer anything, And we've all done it through the years.
Well, sort of. And they contact you.
I mean, I just sent $4.5 million yesterday. Okay? I mean, and that was just for a new carpet. So, I mean, this is not, I've done, folks, I've done this a million times, and they call you, and I say hello, and I say $4.5 million, I say you're $4.5 million, and then I hang up the phone, and I go about my day. So, I mean, they contact you, folks.
So you have Francesa not happy with Ohtani's explanation of things, says it doesn't make sense. And then you got Chris Russo in this Mike and the Mad Dog segment on ESPN, not happy with the Eagles in Brazil and streaming.
It's bad enough they're on Amazon. It's bad enough they go play in Europe. It's bad enough they put extra millions of teams in, and they got an Amazon playoff game this year, too, which drives me crazy. They got to play the first opening game of the year with the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo on Peacock.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's hard to get Peacock. I don't want to get Peacock.
Listen, I never left FAN to go to a subscription service all those years ago. I mean, because Sirius is not a subscription service, folks. Jeez, what a joke.
I mean,
it's a fair point.
That's a very fair point. It's a very fair point. But you know what the NFL is doing here? We all know what the NFL is doing. So basically, they're carving up their schedule. They have other people that want their games, so they're putting these individual games out there and putting them up for auction. And instead of selling, package, they're putting them up for auction. That's why Peacock. I told you Peacock was going to have their Friday game.
I said to Al last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, when this Peacock stuff comes up.
Yep.
I told you guys I spent $30 on a drink in Minnesota. Yet when it comes to subscribing for something for $4.99 a month. We're like, don't want to do it. But yet, no problem. Going out for dinner, spending a couple $100.
But you know why? You know why that is? Because you may not use that subscription service.
And I don't. But I still have it.
Okay, but you still have it and you don't use it. But but that eat that drink or that dinner or lunch you're having, you know, satisfies.
In the moment, yes. And it's gone. Yeah. This you do have. So I got Peacock. Why did I get Peacock? Oh, for the NFL playoff game, as a matter of fact. And then I kept it for the Big Ten, and then I didn't need it anymore. And now I find out there's more Peacock games coming. So for $4.99 a month, I'll leave it alone.
Well, it also goes to show you, if Peacock has taken that Friday game, that the game that they took last year, the Miami Dolphins and Kansas City Chiefs, which was the real popular game that first wild card weekend, you know, the NFL's not stupid. They gave them the best game.
Yeah,
and it obviously worked for them. And I would imagine, I don't know this, I don't have any inside knowledge, but I would imagine that these Christmas games and the Saturday games before Christmas, I don't think that they're on Fox or CBS.
Wow. No kidding.
Unless Fox, CBS, or NBC wants to pay for them. Because I think they're standalone games outside the purvey of the contracts, I think. So I wouldn't be surprised if those games are auctioned off. And who knows, you may have more Peacock games or you may have more Amazon games.
Never know. Knicks beat the Raptors 145-101. Mitchell Robinson was back in a big game for Deuce McBride, who scored a game-high 29. Nets won as well. Coming up later tonight, you got the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament. You got four games, including UConn and San Diego State. Seton Hall did win in the NIT, going to the semifinals there. Rangers in Colorado tonight, and the Islanders are in Florida.
All right, thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Forward Tough Studio.
Juan Soto!
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I know we talk about some of the crazy stuff that goes on in New York City a bunch, but Did you see this trend that is going on where these young women on TikTok are telling their stories about how they've been sucker punched in the face while just walking down the sidewalks of New York City?
Oh, well, you know, it's Mayor Adams, New York City. What do you want?
It's, man,
it's
oh,
also,
man.
You know, it's also city council. It's also the state legislature. And it's also the governor. So this is what's going on. It's a free-for-all. You know it. I know it. And everybody else around here knows it.
Sucker punching women in the face.
Yeah. Because of TikTok.
Well, not because of TikTok. No, no, no.
It's not a TikTok challenge?
No. So that's confusing.
Okay.
It was my fault for the women are telling their stories on TikTok.
On TikTok, okay.
The people who are punching them in the face aren't doing it as a TikTok challenge, although that has been a thing in the past. But that is not what's going on. These women are just telling their stories of how they got sucker punched in the face.
I mean, I mean, that just amplifies everything else that's going on around here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course.
And you could feel it. I can feel it. Everybody else can feel it. Even I would like to think most reasonable people don't want to see any of these things happening. But again, you know, you got 8.5 million people on this island a day.
Yep.
And it's not just on Manhattan, but it's within the five boroughs. It's out on Long Island. It's in New Jersey. It's up in Connecticut. All these different things are happening. And it's really a sad state of affairs in some respects, and this one is one of those.
My buddy just sent me this video of a guy on the subway standing up and walking down the subway car and going up to every person individually and not actually hitting them, but going up to them and getting close to their face with his fist going, pow, and the next person, pow. Pow! And the people are flinching, and then he goes like with his elbow, pow! And then he goes up to the door and like it's fake kicking, going pow! And I'm like, and people are just sitting there, like, you know, a couple people flinch and they realize they're not hitting anybody, and then they just like open their book and just keep reading.
Yeah, but the point is, because we're so desensitized to it, it's like when if you wake up in the morning either to 10:10 or 8:80, and you listen to the top five stories.
Yeah,
it is a freak show.
Of course. I want to hear him say pow. And then, of course, the first thing that goes on there is him saying,
but, you know, it's amazing. I've
that's unbelievable.
Ah! The whole video is him going pow.
Except for the beginning. Damn it. Anyway.
I was saying. So, I have, you know, a number of friends of ours are in law enforcement. And many of them have said, if somebody gets within 5 feet of you, you got to defend yourself because you don't know what's coming.
Yeah, and then we'll be the ones who end up in jail when we defend ourselves, right?
Well, unfortunately, for a number of people, yes, that is really the case, which is sad.
I was talking to Dave Marinick, who works here as the APD and a big CBS Sports Radio guy as well, and his wife was telling him like all the stuff that's going on in the subway, like you want to like not take the subway. And Dave Marin is like, listen, I get punched in the face, I cannot get punched in the face. It's the way I gotta get to work. I don't know. I haven't got punched in the face yet, but I gotta go. So it was just funny because a lot of people, I mean, it's funny and it's not, but a lot of people are presented with that every day now, where like it used to be a thing where I get on the subway, go to work, and now it's like whether a guy is hitting you or not, or stabbing you or not,
who wants to deal with this?
And then you have this guy going pow, pow in your face.
Yeah.
You know, and it reminded me of the time like when I lived in the city, there was one guy like that who was trying to fight everybody on the train. And I just remember he just got in everybody's face with anytime, any place. Now, he didn't end up doing anything about it, but it's like it's frightening. You're like, God, do I have to fight a maniac right now? You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, so a number of people have been presented that. You know that, right?
Yep. Yep.
And it's just, it's, you know, it's the whole Daniel Penny case.
Yeah.
You know, the guy from West Islip, you know, a veteran who's on a subway car, and there's a guy that is completely losing it, and he thinks he's doing the right thing, and he gets arrested and has to go through the whole process now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think reasonable people on that subway will support him. You know, you don't want anybody to end up dead.
Of course not.
But you also, thank God somebody actually got involved, because who knows what could have happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, how, you know, and it's ridiculous that somebody could be on the street with a gun after 21 arrests, kill a cop, and yet somebody could be on the subway thinking he's doing the right thing and taking the pressure off of the people in that subway car and doing it himself. And unfortunately, a guy dies. But he didn't go on that subway car thinking that that was going to be the case.
Right. Of course not. All right. Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!